How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. The last couple days have been a little depressing, talking about, Gerrit Cole's injury, the scare of Aaron Judge, Peraza going down. Suddenly, things were going well in spring training, and the Yankees, of course, things blow up in our face, and we're wondering, how the hell did this happen so fast? I think we're always scratching our head about that. The Yankees just seem to not be able to dodge injuries to their core players. But we want to talk about something a little bit more positive today. A dynamic duo. The rivals of the Yankees are kind of saying they're scared of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and what they can accomplish in 2024. We want to discuss their contributions, their projected totals and metrics for the 2024 season, why this could be something that we haven't seen in a generation. The old Yankees teams, you see A-Rod and Jeter and Bernie Williams and some of these elite-level hitters back-to-back-to-back. The Yankees haven't had that in a really long time. Last year, Judge is carrying the offense essentially on his own. But now the Yankees say, let's go back to our roots. Let's go back to showing this team, let's go back to showing the Bronx what it looks like to have an elite offense on a Friday night when Juan Soto and Judge are hitting back-to-back homers, opening games, putting teams behind, giving our pitching staff some damn support. It's going to be exciting, electric, and it's going to be one of the things that we haven't seen in the better part of maybe a decade is true elite dominance from an offensive perspective. Yes, the Yankees scored a lot of runs in 2022. They had a really great offense. But now you have something that could be truly record-breaking, right? These two guys alongside each other is unique, to say the very least, Ryan. I know you're excited about it. We were begging the Yankees to go get Juan Soto all offseason. They did. What are you thinking right now in terms of the upside these guys can accomplish that maybe we haven't even seen the best of both of them just yet? I mean, Soto's 25 years old for what it's worth. He's in the middle, if not the beginning of his prime. We could see him take another big step forward. And during spring training, we've seen that dominance firsthand. What are your thoughts so far and how you do today, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. Look, we're all, again, obviously that the Cole thing is a cloud hanging over our head right now. But what we do have is, again, the two of the best hitters in the world. And one of them in Aaron Judge, I think, is the best hitter in the world. And I don't think that's a debate. But anywho, as it pertains to their lineup depth, looking at Judge and Soto, obviously that's the attention, the lightning and thunder. I mean, it's kind of hard to have a conversation with the New York Yankees without acknowledging the duo they have in those two, the offensive firepower, the unstoppable nature of having a guy like Aaron Judge hitting behind Juan Soto. They're a perfect combination, left-handed, right-handed. One's an OBP specialist, the other one's a home run specialist. They're both the best at that individual trait, and that makes them an unbelievable dynamic duo. They're going to have great synergy, and they're going to feed off of one each other. Juan Soto's going to see more pitches to hit, and I think he'll be able to take advantage of that. I mean, we see what he can do, to a baseball in spring training. Again, spring training results, but that is a violent swing that can it's incredible how much damage he can do to the baseball. It's incredible how much opposite field power he has, the pull swipe, everything. He can hit a ball to left field 400 feet. We saw that ball, he hit that first home run where it's just this left center bomb, right? And you're just like, how did you get that pitch? How do you have the plate coverage to get a pitch on the outside part of the plate and just hammer it? Now, something that Soto struggled with is pitches on the inside part of the plate. Sometimes, because he's trying to cover the whole plate, his barrel is not going to get into that inside part of the ball. But if in Yankee Stadium he's able to have that cue of that shorter right field, I'm not saying he's going to make any changes to his swing. In fact, Juan Soto said specifically he will not be changing his swing, and I'm happy that he's doing that because I don't think Juan Soto has to change anything in his swing, but perhaps that cue in right field gives him just a better visual situation, right? Like, if we think about the art of hitting, the science behind hitting, I mean, it's two different things. The science behind hitting is how hard you hit the ball, your biomechanics, your swing path, stuff of that nature. But the art of hitting, when you see that right field and you see an inside pitch, if you can get out in front of that baseball while it's coming towards the inside part of the plate, you can drive it, and even if you miss it, and with a guy like Juan Soto, he has good enough raw power that he can still not get all of it and clear the yard. And I think that's such an important factor here, Alex. The ability to crush the ball, or not crush the ball, the ability to miss the ball a little bit and still get it out. We've seen Aaron Judge do that with taking it to opposite field for years. Judge will just shoot the ball to right field and it gets out because he has ridiculous raw power. And I think that visual cue has done so much for his career. People don't remember this, but he was a guy who almost exclusively hit opposite field home runs for the first few years of his career. And then he finally figured out the way to balance that with pull side power. And once he mixed in the pull side power, which was when he was 29, 30, he hit 62 home runs. And even last year, he hit 37 in about under 110 games played. He is a ridiculous, unbelievable talent at the plate. Juan Soto is 25 years old. Do you know what Aaron Judge was doing when he was 25 years old? Beginning the 2017 season. So he was not an established star yet. So I think it's important to know, you know, yes, Soto has a lot of MLB experience, and Soto is, I mean, I don't think Soto's gonna, is like a raw product. I don't think he's a guy who has so much left to do, but there are still tweaks he can make. There are still adjustments. There's still a growth. There's, everyone's growing and evolving. You know, I know that Gerrit Cole, again, there's a cloud over his head right now with that elbow situation, but we saw the evolution of Gerrit Cole last year. Gerrit Cole went from this, you know, oh, he just gives up a bunch of home runs, to he learns a cutter, he kind of perfects the pitch, he figures out the command and poise of everything, he's so fine-tuned with the data and understanding the game, and again, the art and the science of pitching. These are two different concepts. That art of pitching, that art of hitting, it boils down to a lot of those more finite, those like fine-tuned skills, those skills that hitters talk about among hitters, the kinds of things, that's why you hire a James Rosen, to communicate that kind of situation. You know what I mean? It's a lot different from the science of hitting, where, you know, a guy like Dylan Lawson can break that down. But, you know, I think having a James Rosen, who I think is going to have such a big impact on this team, the vibes with that offense, I think Soto and Judge are bound for big years. And Alex, I'm going to put this out there now. Juan Soto will be hitting over 40 home runs this year. Juan Soto, he will be hitting over 40 home runs this year. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, I think I would really like to see that too. And look, you know, Judge is coming off, what, 1 year removed from an MVP, 311, 425, 686, 209 WRC plus. This is, you know, one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. And you, as maybe the best performance you've ever seen in your life from a baseball player. And look, right now, the Yankees have another guy in Juan Soto that can, you know, I wouldn't say match it, but he can come pretty damn close to taking the pressure off of Judge to be the guy. The thing about it is that I think Judge loves the pressure. I think he feeds off of the pressure. When they're leaning on him to make all those plays, he makes them. And I think that's the beautiful part about this. Both Judge and Juan Soto are guys that get better in pressure situations. Now, you look at Judge's playoff metrics, and, you know, it's not altogether that great sometimes, and I think that it's not because of the pressure in the playoffs. I think it's more so the sample size is too small. The Yankees tend to get knocked out of the playoffs pretty early sometimes. But I do think that, you know, you look at Soto, one of my favorite statistics when it comes to Juan Soto is his hitting with runners in scoring position. It's truly elite. Last year, in 144 at-bats, Soto hit .299 with a .439 OBP and a .576 slugging rate, with 9 homers, 71 RBIs, 39 walks, and 30 strikeouts. If you didn't think he was good enough already, the guy hasn't had a higher strikeout rate than his walk rate since 2019, when he was 20 years old, guys. He has a higher walk rate, 20% plus walk rate every year, 18% plus, compared to his strikeout rate, which is always below that, which is like, you're not going to find a more, you know, a disciplined hitter than this. I think, was it the Baltimore Orioles GM or head coach said something along, or manager said something along the lines of, this is one of the best hitters I've ever seen with my own eyes. Like, verbatim, this is one of the best hitters I have ever seen with my own eyes, and he's only 25 years old. That is exciting. And I want to have this episode to kind of talk about the positive stuff that's going on, because, you know, we always get wrapped up in the negatives, the injury news, this and that, but don't forget for a second the fact that the Yankees have two of the best offensive weapons the game has seen in a long time. And, you know, defensively, obviously not that great. We're going to have to be a little bit careful with Aaron Judge in center field. And then right behind them, you have youngsters like Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones climbing the ranks. Jones has the capacity to be that good. We saw it in spring training. What, it took him like 6 games to whiff on a pitch? Like some crazy like that. Pretty exciting here. Would you say this, Ryan? Like, next year, let's assume the Yankees extend Juan Soto, obviously have Judge healthy and ready to go. Would you say that an outfield that looks like Judge, Soto, and Spencer Jones is maybe the best in the game? And obviously, that's not even including Jason Dominguez. Maybe it's up there. Top three has to be.
I will put this out there now. Again, the Yankees, like I've said this a lot, and this is not new, and, you know, this is just me kind of the precursor to my main point. The Yankees drafted Spencer Jones to draft the potential MVP. They didn't draft Spencer Jones to draft the league average player. If they wanted league average, they could have picked a higher floor player with a much lower ceiling. And if people go, well, other teams passed on him. Yeah, because there's a lot of risk in that profile. And the Yankees feel confident that they can develop him and kind of get the best out of that skill set. This is a rare athlete. This is an athlete that you just don't see. You don't see 6'6", 6'7", guys who can move the way he can. You don't see them do that and then also have the power that he does, right? Like, you think of, like, tall, lanky players, maybe with some good mobility, or tall, more brooding, you know, kind of, you know, these more physical players, and they don't have that mobility. Spencer Jones has both. Spencer Jones is remarkably fast. He is a great athlete. He's a great defensive center fielder. I want to clarify that. Center fielder, that is a premium defensive position. And if the offense just is good, it doesn't have to be great. Like, I was in on a live stream, and somebody said, you know, the things people say about Spencer Jones were also said about Gary Sanchez. And I wanted to point out, if Spencer Jones put up a 110 WRC plus in his career, Spencer Jones, considering how good he is defensively and how good he is base running wise, Spencer Jones will be a multi-time all-star and have about, 25 war by the time he's like 30. Like, I'm not saying it's a Hall of Fame trajectory, but that's possible. Like, that's how good the glove and base running are. You know, that's what makes him such an enticing prospect. Now, a 110 WRC plus is not a guarantee because he's such a volatile hitter and such a volatile player offensively. But the skill set is so good. The skill set is, it's mouthwatering. You know, it's Ellie De La Cruz. It's O'Neill Cruz. I mean, look, O'Neill Cruz is entering his age 25 season, and this might be the year he breaks out. Sometimes it takes a little bit. Now, granted, he probably would have broken out a year earlier had he not had a season-ending injury. But we, you know, the same way that MLB marvels, and we marvel at these giants who have these physical skill sets, you're like, what the hell is this? That's Spencer Jones. That's Spencer Jones. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not pulling anybody's leg here. That is the same kind of athletic, you know, just specimen, just outlier, just what the hell is this? That's what the Yankees have in Spencer Jones. And if he figures anything out with the bat, and you put him next to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, and of course you mentioned Jason Dominguez, who kind of has everything. He has the physical skills and the approach at the plate, too, which you don't typically see for a young hitter. They usually have one and lack the other, or are average at both. Dominguez excels in both regards. You're talking about one of the best dynamic young cores. I mean, obviously, you know, Wells and Volpe, you would like to factor into that equation as well. Wells, of course, having a great spring training, and certainly I'm very excited about the power he can bring. And, you know, maybe Volpe, I don't think Volpe has to be a star to be a valuable player. I think he just has to be like a solid enough hitter because the glove is really good and the base running is good. And once you start putting that together, you start putting the pieces together of an emerging core. I'm going to put this out here now, Alex, and I'm not saying this as cope because of the situation with Gerrit Cole. I don't know if the 2024 Yankees would be the best version of the Yankees in the next 3 or 4 years. You know what? I'll say with outright confidence, I don't think they will be. I think this team will be like, in the next 4 years, I think this team will be considered a good team, but not as good as maybe the team they have in 2026 or the team they have in 2027. And I'm going to just put that on the table now. I think those teams will be better than this one. The Yankees didn't trade away Henry Lalane, they didn't trade away Roderick Urias. I mean, let's get a little crazy here. You know, you have Urias at some point who could be a guy. Henry Lalane is this 6'7 giant throwing 96, 97 from the left-handed side from a lower slot with a wicked breaking ball. You obviously have some other guys in your organization that are enticing. You know, when will Warren debut? You know, Chase Hampton is another guy who, I mean, he's very exciting. He's considered their best pitching prospect. I mean, you have a trio of Warren, Hampton, and Lalane that have excellent stuff that could all become something for you. And then the bevy of starters who probably won't pan out and become elite relievers. Look, I don't know if Luis Gil and Clayton Beard will be starters, but dude, their stuff is nasty. You know what I mean? So once you start kind of, you know, looking piece by piece in that organization, that farm system, and then you look at what you have in Judge and Soto, this is an opportunity to build. Now, Soto is younger than Judge, obviously, and he's a guy I imagine will remain in his prime for the foreseeable future. Judge, obviously, father time is undefeated. At some point, he will take a step back and no longer be the player we know him to be. You know, I think that you look at Judge and Soto, and you start having this emerging core of, oh my God, this is a rejuvenated Yankee team. This isn't a Yankee team on their last legs. This isn't a Yankee team with a closing window. This is a Yankee team where, yeah, for LeMahieu, for Stanton, for Rodon, maybe for Cole, their windows are perhaps closing, but not for Volpe, not for Wells, not for Soto, not for Dominguez, not for the various other young guys. I mean, what if Clark Schmidt takes a step forward? Then you've got 4 years of a controllable starter. You know, you've got guys who can really step up for you and become quality options. Judge and Soto serve as the foundation, and obviously wish for the best for Cole, because when he comes back healthy, that he, you know, reemerges himself as part of that obviously incredible star-powered core. You put superstars around good young players, and you form championship-winning teams.
That's exactly right. This team is developing a young core, and look, Spencer Jones being 22 and Juan Soto being 25 and what Soto has already accomplished, that's kind of what we were saying months ago, though. This team needed to have a blend of veteran leadership and young players. Volpe, Jones, Jason Dominguez, Will Warren, Chase Hampton. These are all guys that are going to make, if not already are making, a big impact on this team and expected to do so in 2024. And then you have the veteran leadership. Like, I would say Gleyber Torres is in the middle. You know, he's not, I would say he's a veteran for sure, but he's not like DJ LeMahieu veteran. But you have that older group of players like DJ LeMahieu, you know, some of these guys, Rizzo, Stanton, and, you know, Stanton, obviously, we're hoping bounces back. We're seeing some signs of life. He just needs more at-bats. I think he changed his swing up a bit. So I like this blend of youth, and these young guys know how to win, man. They won at every single stage of the minor league system. These guys have that work ethic. They bring that energy. And I think somebody was talking about it recently, maybe Judge or maybe it was somebody else, but they were saying, like, with all the players showing up early to spring training, everyone kind of felt FOMO about it. Everyone was like, I kind of want to be there. Like, everyone else is there, you know, and I think those young guys are kind of leading the charge alongside Judge. A new crop of leadership is blossoming, and don't overlook that perspective, my friends. Like, past teams, last year even, the leadership wasn't there. I mean, aside from Judge, and Cole's a kind of a quiet guy. Like, I just didn't see the leadership on that team. This year, you have a kind of a outgoing Juan Soto. You have Rizzo bouncing back from the injury, feeling tip-top. Volpe's leading. You know, I think some of these younger guys, I mean, Glaber's always been a really great locker room guy. I think Jose Trevino's another really good locker room guy. You know, I think that Rodon has his moments. But I just like the fact that the persona of these young players, Austin Wells is one of those key leaders. He's going to be a guy, by the way, I think is playing a big part behind the scenes, keeping guys going, keeping guys healthy in terms of the mental state, understanding his pitchers. Like, that, those relationships are about to take a big step forward. So I'm excited to see how these youngsters influence the team mentally and through leadership qualities. New crop of guys coming up through the system. Jason Dominguez, Spencer Jones, really good dudes and really hard workers. So you love to see that about this young crop of players up and coming for the Bombers. And then, of course, you have the veterans do the same. So excited to hear your guys' thoughts, honestly, about what we've discussed. Obviously, the dynamic duo, the lightning and thunder of Judge and Soto, some of these younger outfielders developing, and even just younger position players. Obviously, it's going to be a fun season to see the growth and development of all of these young guys. So really excited there. Make sure to drop your comments down in the YouTube comment section. Like and subscribe, as always. And we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.